Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Load them up, boys. We're baby crackers when we need them.
Hour number two. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. You know what time it is. Indeed. The head of Legally Armed in Detroit, Rick's Firearms Academy. Media darling. Unless they're leftists. They don't like him if he's a leftist. Joining us now from Locked Down, Michigan is Rick Ector. Good evening, sir.
Hey, man. Good evening to yourself. You know what? As I'm looking out the window from my desk, you know, and it's actually, you know, it's still light outside, man. And at some point earlier in the year when we started doing these segments, man, it was always dark when we talked. So I'm a little thrown off by the changing of the seasons, but I'm adapting, man. How about yourself? How was your week?
You know, it's okay. I mean, nothing that I'm writing home about. I mean, we're still in the middle of the coronavirus stupidity, and that irritates me to a great deal.
You've all only been under lockdown or whatever they want to call it in your location, you know, relatively, you know, early. I think they had just started last time we talked a week ago, right?
We've already been through 2 weeks, and we've been extended 2 weeks. So it's okay. Not as much as you have been through. But here's the thing. None of us should have been through this, so that's the irritating part. But anyway.
Yeah, it is, man. And you wonder what some of the motivations are behind, you know, some of these lockdowns. Like here, locally in Michigan, man, we were given this, it was initially, I think it was supposed to be 14 days or then it got extended to like a month. And then after that, you know, now, you know, it's supposed to expire currently after the end of this month. But, now our governor is, I think recently just dropped a hint that she might be, thinking about extending it further because of this act of rebellion by a huge, I mean, you may have seen it on the news locally here in Detroit, man. This huge demonstration that was done at the state capitol just yesterday. It was quite a sight to behold. I wasn't there, but I saw, you know, the news reports in the media, man.
What did they have, like 20,000 cars?
Man, it was, I mean, I've heard estimates from 30,000 and up, you know, of people that were there, you know, the protest, the draconian, you know, rules for us being in this COVID-related, you know, shutdown, man. And one of the things that the promoters were saying was that they were going to do this protest and they weren't going to leave their cars. Well, you know, I guess when X number of cars actually showed up, that rule kind of went out the window and, you know, it kind of became a, hey, let's stand at the Capitol and, you know, do the public demonstration outside of our cars. And I don't know. There's this battle of wills that seems to be taking place in the media. So I'm sure the governor didn't appreciate it, and she's sharing her disapproval. But as I look in the media accounts and stories on the Internet, man, they seem to be accurately portraying it as an act of defiance of the citizens against the draconian rules that our governor has put forth and is expecting us to abide by. We've been into this thing a little bit longer than you all have.
Yeah.
You say you guys are into it 2 weeks. Well, we've been into it for definitely over a month, man. And I know personally I'm sick and tired of it.
Well, are you guys allowed to go to grocery stores? Of course you are.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, you know, if there are things that you absolutely positively must do, like get food or go to a doctor's, you know, appointment or something along those lines, for sure. But there's nothing else open. So realistically, where is there for you to go? But there was
you point something out. See, with nowhere else to go, the big highlight of the week is to go get groceries, right? So everybody's still going out and getting groceries.
Right.
And now it's more concentrated than it used to be.
Right.
And they can get out there and say, well, we're practicing social distancing. We only want one person for every 1,000 square feet. Why is it okay to go to the grocery store and you don't have, like, are our gun stores open there?
I haven't checked lately. I think, you know, the amount of people that they're allowed to have in the stores are, like, has been limited to, like, 10 or less, you know, in the actual store buying guns. But, you know, everything has been severely curtailed. But
yeah, but these groups they allow in these favored businesses, and these are the businesses, you know.
You got
a bad guy. I feel bad. I feel bad for you. I know a lot of people in Michigan.
If you operate a marijuana store, you can still go get your legal marijuana, you know. If there's a dispensary that, you know, has been approved by the government, they have allowed these businesses to stay open. So you can still, you know, imbibe in your cannabis of choice. You know, I don't partake, but, you know, that accommodation is still legally available. So now you're in a situation where the governor is picking and choosing winners and losers.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's the part. If it's okay to go to the grocery store, if it's okay for grocery people to be exposed to coronavirus, which they are being, mm-hmm. and everybody that goes to the grocery stores are being exposed to coronavirus mm-hmm. in the grocery stores, they're not pulling those things apart every night and deconning them every night. I mean, they're doing their best to keep them clean, and they're probably cleaner now than they've ever been. But this is
right.
We're trying to hide from a virus. This is what it boils down to. We're trying to hide from
a virus.
And we should be, and I'll tell you what some epidemiologists say should be happening. They should open the schools and let the kids go to school and catch it and build up the antibodies, and then we'll be able to move on from it.
Yeah, you know, and there's this whole thing about, okay, intent, creeping intent, right? I mean, you start out, like here locally in Michigan, it was like, okay, well, look, this thing is about to break out, and there's going to be an overwhelming number of people who are going to come down with it. So, you know, let's slow the spread. Let's take this first initial two-week period, you know, so we don't overwhelm the hospitals. Okay, so fine. You don't overwhelm the hospitals. That makes sense. It's totally logical. But then once you get to that two-week point, you start finding trumped-up excuses to extend the lockdown for other reasons than the practical one of not overwhelming the hospitals.
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, you're now not focusing on the hospitals, but now you're trying to lock down the populace, and it just creates a huge mess. I mean, you got businesses that are either going out of business or threatening to go out of business, and you have
Hold on right there for me as we're heading into the break. I want to pick this up on the other side. Rick's Firearms Academy, legally armed in Detroit. Mr. Hector, even he's got a gigantic YouTube channel with over 2,000 videos on it. Go check him out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Rick Ector about all things. Well, we started out talking about the injustice that is what's going on in his home state. Is she up for re-election this year?
Unfortunately not, man. She just won an election, so we're going to have her around for a while, unless, you know, some of this public grousing actually produces some action. A lot of chatter online locally, you know, about getting together a recall effort. I know what a lot of people have been bragging about has been one of those change.org surveys that they do online where they're trying to, you know, and I think they're approaching 200,000 people that actually have signed it. You know, and there's this guy who created this one, you know, Facebook group. And in a very short period of time, within a week, he had over 150,000 people to join the group. So there's definitely a lot of grousing and angst that's being experienced in the gun community here in the state. So, you know, my challenge is, a lot of numbers on an online forum or survey. Yeah, that's great. But, you know, that's only good for, you know, a news story, you know. Have someone come out and do a quick 2-3 minutes story and maybe interview the founder. But I'd be more impressed with getting the proper number of signatures on petitions within a short specific period of time to force a recall. That would impress me.
Now, does Michigan have a recall? Is that a possibility?
Well, I mean, if we got enough signatures on a ballot, yes, on a petition, sure. But it's some a huge ungodly number. I don't want to publish a number that not be accurate, but it's on the order of, you know, tens of thousands of, you know, signatures, and you have to do it within a specific time window. So, but I tell you, if there are enough people, man, who are sufficiently fed up. You know, it's one of those things that could happen. Obviously, it would take some money, you know, to get people mobilized and to organize it and, you know, do it as far across the state as possible to get the sufficient number of signatures. But I'll definitely sign it.
That would be interesting to see. I mean, it takes a monstrous grassroots effort. And, in Colorado, I just don't know I know you're there. I know you would be down for that. But what about everybody else?
Well, I'll tell you, man. You know what? And when I'm thinking about it, I'll forward you over the video, or maybe I'll do it over the next break, man. But the protest that happened yesterday, it was humongous. It was something to see. I mean, even through, you know, a news article, you know, the one local news personality here to Detroit, he was talking about it, and you could tell he was just floored, just excited with just looking and seeing the gross number of people that were there, man. It was a sight to behold, even, you know, just to look at it on the TV screen. I wish I could have seen it in person, but, you know, I can't be at everything, so... I had to applaud the effort and the turnout. It was a sight to behold.
How are the cops acting? How are, you know, in some places they're like, "Hey, you surfing in the ocean by yourself."
I haven't, you know, seen or heard any. As a matter of fact, to be quite honest, since this whole COVID thing, you know, lockdown has occurred here locally in Detroit in my specific neighborhood. See, I'm narrowing this down very sufficiently. I haven't seen any police officers. You know, I'm not saying that they're not working and they're not on the job. I'm just saying in the limited time that I've been outside of my house, either going to a doctor's appointment or going to, you know, the local store to pick up some food and stuff to eat so I can sustain myself, man. I haven't seen any police. I haven't. I personally have not seen any police.
I have heard.
On foot or in the car.
I've heard that a lot of the Detroit Police Department have gotten sick.
Well, there was a period where they had a lot of people who were off the job, man. It was like so many at one point that they were thinking they were going to have to call in the state troopers to, you know, backfill and reorganize their organization with the local police and just to make sure they could have proper coverage. And I'm sure, you know, the things that they would respond to would be even limited even further, you know. This COVID thing, man, it just doesn't affect the general average law-abiding citizen, man. It affects everyone who's out there interacting with a lot of people. And police officers definitely fit that demographic, and I'm not surprised that many of them have been exposed to it.
Well, I mean, if they're going to actually do their job, then they're going to have there's no way for them to cover up and get completely safe.
You're going to actually do your job, it's going to dictate some level of contact and closeness with the general public. And once you have closeness and contact, well, that definitely opens you up to catching it, you know.
Yeah.
It's just a question of, you know, how involved your contact is. And that certainly would justify a policy change of limiting the amount of contact with the public. And specifically, when you look at here locally, you know, they're talking about letting, you know, certain numbers of people who are in jail out of jail, assuming, of course, they fit the supposedly narrow criteria for not being in jail for, you know, a really serious crime, but obviously it was serious enough for them to arrest them, pick them up, try them, and put them behind bars for some period of time, less than a year. But, you know, I would make the argument, why are those people even in jail anyway?
Yeah.
If it's someone that you feel that you can safely release into the general public during a pandemic,
why are they in jail?
You should have looked at alternative sentencing than rather sending the jail. That's my thinking.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't believe it. You know, every offense on the books needs to be covered by jail time. You know, some people, you know, just probably need a wake-up call depending on what their offense was. But if it's sufficiently serious, yeah, they definitely should be behind bars, especially if they present a threat to the public. I agree, Juan.
Hang on for me. We're going into the next break. We're talking. This is Planet Rick with Rick Ector. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is unveiling plans to start reopening the economy, which President Trump says he hopes to do as soon as possible. As the coronavirus outbreak continues, the plan will call on governors to consider easing stay-at-home restrictions in phases. In a conference call with governors, the president said, "You're going to call your own shots. Don't look for a reopening of the U.S.-Canadian border anytime soon." Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says it will be weeks more before a loosening of border restrictions can be considered.
There will be special thought given to this relationship, but at the same time, we know that there is a significant amount of time still before we can talk about loosening such restrictions.
There are exemptions for the flow of trade and commerce. And President Trump at the White House delivering his daily coronavirus task force briefing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Hope nobody caught that just happened.
Right.
My voice cracked. You know, some people get out there and they do that growling voice on purpose, and I don't, and I'm in the middle of all, I hope it overcame everything I was saying. I sort of went down the rough, raspy side. You heard it.
I heard it, man. Hey, okay. Go with it.
Okay.
Might be your new catchphrase or something.
No, that's not me. Anyway, besides what we know about, is there anything you want to talk about on the training tip? Is there any sort of training
thing? Yeah, man. You know, the thing that, you know, like I said, we're looking at my list, checking it twice, and one of the things that I wanted to talk about at some point in time during our time was range etiquette, man. You know, we've talked about safety, you know, and you can never talk about safety too much, right? You know,
right, right.
Knowing the basic fundamental firearm safety. Every shooter should know them, right? And if anytime I'm talking about anything to do with the range, because, you know, even though we have this nice archive of episodes in the bank, you know, people might come in on an episode and not get the range rules. So, you know, we always want to talk about range safety rules. Rule zero, I call it rule zero. Always assume your gun is loaded. Rule one, keep it pointed in the safe direction. Rule two, always keep your finger off the trigger until you're ready to shoot. And rule three, always keep your firearm unloaded until you are preparing to shoot. You know, and that's that whole NRA rule thing, right? Of course, the very first rule for using and storing the gun is to always be sure of your target and what is beyond it. But the thing that we're talking about, man, is range safety etiquette. And, you know, what got me thinking about with this was this new show miniseries, 7 episodes worth, I got sucked into watching, because once you saw the first one, well, like Lay's potato chips, you can't stop. Have you seen The Tiger King?
I have not watched The Tiger King.
Have you heard of it?
I have heard of it. I, you know, just after the fact, kind of, sort of.
So there's so, this guy. He's a rather flamboyant character. He goes by the name of Joe Exotic, of all things, right? Very flamboyant guy, and he has, like, this animal menagerie zoo at his house, you know, at his on his property. And, well, one of the episodes, you know, he, you know, really went above and beyond the call of duty with his random gunplay where he likes to pull his guns out and shoot them in the air and this kind of thing. Well, on this one particular episode, his lover, you know, pulled a gun out, and the lover thought that the gun was not loaded, and he pointed it to his head and pulled the trigger. And, of course, there was a round in the chamber, and he actually killed himself. They actually captured, you know, this whole scene on video while they were shooting this show. So I was like, you know what? Range, you know, etiquette, you know, would probably be a good thing to talk about on the show. And I got a little list here, and I know we're a couple of segments into it. So let me go ahead and get started, man. Rule one, and these rules aren't in any particular order, you know, just as I was emptying my thoughts on my agenda. Don't be, I guess what the term I'm going to use, a range lizard. What do you think I mean by a range lizard?
That sounds like a gym rat, somebody that hangs out.
somebody that hangs out and is always super helpful and is, like, very handsy, you know, very close, you know, generally with members of the opposite sex, you know, it's kind of like the range is, you know, his area to operate, and, you know, he's just the creepy guy. He's the creepy guy at the range, a little too close, a little too handsy with people while he's under the guise of trying to teach people how to shoot and be safe. Leave your gun booth at your allotted time. Man, this is one of those pet peeves I hate, man. You go to the gun range and you're, like, ready to go to your lane and go shoot, and the person that's there, you know, they just, you know, just rented, you know, just the minimum amount of time, a half an hour, and, of course, they didn't have their magazines already preloaded, and by the time they, you know, loaded up all their magazines to shoot, you know, and then, you know, you get there and they're still there and they only bought a half an hour of time, and you're looking at them like, hey, man, you know, it's time for you to go. It's my turn to shoot, you know. It's a really poor thing to do, man, really unprofessional. Another range safety etiquette. Of course, this falls under the milieu of gun safety rules. Don't handle your guns outside of the booth, you know, or any potential accessories. You know, the one thing that gets gets me up in a gander, man, is when I see someone, you know, at the gun range, not necessarily in a booth, but maybe at those back tables, and they start pulling guns out of their bags. You know, no, if you're not in the booth, don't pull your guns out. You know, and I even have a problem with people loading their magazines, you know, on the back table behind the gun lanes. See, another gun etiquette rule. Let's see. Don't give help to people who are shooting, you know, unless you see an obvious safety violation, right? This is the guy that's just super helpful and just really wants to show how much he knows and that type of thing, and just interjects himself into people who are in the booth trying to enjoy themselves with a relaxing time at the gun range. Also, here's another one. This one gets me. Clean up after yourself after you shoot. Police your brass. It is poor etiquette in the shooting world to shoot and you don't clean up after yourself. You know, the thing I hate is if I have to go to a booth that I've probably got too late because the previous person didn't leave when they were supposed to, and then to make matters worse, I then have to clean up all the brass that he left on the floor, man. Really unprofessional. Here's another one. that relates also with regards to etiquette and safety. Have you ever been to a gun range and talked to a guy or were close to a guy at maybe the adjacent booth and they were reeking of either alcohol or those other newly where you take something that was illegal and made illegal? Marijuana, right? Reeking of marijuana. If you're going to be smoking and imbibing, you know, alcohol and marijuana, don't go to a gun range. One, it's not a good look, and two, it presents a very, you know, egregious safety protocol situation, man. The thing is, I guess if you're high and you're buzzing, right, I guess it seems like a smart thing or a fun thing to do. Hey, let's go shoot some guns. But no, it's not, and it's unsafe. It presents a bad image, and somebody could get hurt. And the next thing you know, they want to sue the gun range.
Right. Coming up on the next break, so hold up on your list if we can. Those are all pretty good. I'll be honest with you. I couldn't run a gun range.
Why not?
Especially an indoor gun range. I could not run an indoor gun range.
No?
I just couldn't.
It's too confining?
It's too confining, but the people that come in there, I mean, if somebody's going to come in there with a weapon, and I understand the whole, inexperienced kind of stuff and all that other stuff. Get that.
Right.
Understand. Totally get it. We'll talk about that when we get back. Listen, we're talking. This is Planet Rick with Rick Ector. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him It's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is Planet Rick with Rick Ector. We've been discussing a few things here, left and right, as we will. So we were talking about range etiquette, and we had to take a moment, so let's pick up where we left off, please.
Yeah, I got a few more things here, man, and I know it's the last segment, so I'm just going to zip through these things really quick, man. You know, another one. Don't go to the range to shoot, you know, and you've never shot before and not in any way ask for help. You know, a lot of people think, hey, well, I'm bored, but what should we do today? And they say, hey, well, let's go to the gun range and let's go shoot some guns. Well, let me tell you, if you've never shot a gun before, it's probably a bad idea to go to the gun range and shoot without any type of training whatsoever. At bare minimum, find a knowledgeable friend that you know, or at least let the people at the gun range know that you never shot before, and at least let them give you a quick run-through on what not to do. I'll tell you another thing that kind of irks me, man, is that tactical reloading at a gun range, public gun range, done in confined quarters. You know the deal where you invert the gun 90 degrees in front of your face,
yeah,
and the muzzle is pointing at the ceiling or at the stall next to you. And those very same stalls have bullet holes in them, you know, or at least where the plastic has been fractured because obviously they forgot to take their finger off the trigger.
Well, see, now yeah, you're describing why I can't run a gun shop. I mean, I've been on indoor gun ranges, and the first thing I do when I go into an indoor gun range is look at the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's
or the glass of the stalls.
Yeah. Yeah. What, look at the ceiling. You'll see rounds hitting the ceiling. You'll see rounds that have hit the sides. And that's just,
yeah, but shooting at a public range makes things a lot more interesting than being on an outdoor range where you have a lot more room, you know, to operate. And it's safer. Let's see. Practicing your quick draw McGraw moves, pulling from a holster. Did I date myself? Do you remember the character? Quick Draw
McGraw? Of course I did. I know who Quick Draw McGraw is.
Right. You know, at most public indoor ranges, at least that are close to the Metro Detroit area, unless you've had some in-house training at their range, they do not want you practicing your speed draw from the holster, especially when we know that some newbies haven't cured themselves of putting their finger on the trigger.
Right.
Let's see, what else is on my list? Doing the photo shoot at the gun range in which you are having your muzzle not pointed in the safe direction. You know, I'm no different than anyone else. I love to have pictures with my targets, but I tell you what, I don't actually have a gun in my hand when I'm taking the picture at a gun and I'm not pointing the gun in an unsafe direction. We're familiar too with got to know your ceasefire rules, right? When someone calls a ceasefire, what do you do when someone calls a ceasefire?
Ceasefire.
Finger off the trigger, gun safe direction, put the gun down, walk away from the firing line, and wait for further instructions. And the last thing I want to say is do not leave rookies alone in the booth. I've seen people bring folks to the gun range. They show them how to shoot, you know, allegedly once or twice, and then they walk away and completely desert this newbie there, clueless, all alone, and doesn't know what the heck they're doing, man. It's not a good look, bad range safety etiquette, and it could put people in harm's way.
Well, the thing about indoor ranges is that most of your newbies seem to go to indoor ranges. And I think that's probably.
I don't think there's anything wrong with newbies going to an indoor range. You think newbies should go to an outdoor range?
No. I'm just saying that the reason I can't run one is that that's where most of the newbies go, because that's most people are going to be able to find those easier than they are going to be able to find a gun club or an outdoor range or a tactical range or something like that. Because going to an outdoor range or a tactical range where you're going to be doing some serious training,
right?
That's going to take a lot. You're going to have to acquire a lot of equipment, and this is going to take a lot more commitment on that.
Right.
So to be able to go to a range where they rent guns, an indoor range where they rent guns, that's the dream for the first go round, because I guess they can rent the gun and figure out which one they want to get later on down the road. But I would imagine that's also where most of your newbie mistakes occur.
Man, I tell you, you know, I'm all for that advanced training. Let me tell you, in tight quarters with partitions and people in relative close proximity, you know, in their specific booth, man, those tactical guns, you know, the mag changes where you have the gun inverted 90 degrees, pointed at the wall, at the ceiling, and you got your magazine right in your face so you can actually see you putting the magazine in the mag well. That's all great out in a big open field with a lot of space. But, man, you just can't do that indoor at a public range, man. The bullet holes on the walls and on the glass that separates the lane should be a huge hint, man. And, I got into this one, let's call it discussion with this one guy I was admonishing against doing it in the booth next to me. And he was like, oh, I'm not teaching tactical training. I'm like, dude, this is not a tactical range. You can't do that stuff at an indoor range, man. You're putting people in danger. Don't do it.
Yeah.
So anyway, man, that's what I had to say today, man. I know I kind of sped through the things, but, man, I tell you, we got started talking about this.
Well, there's a lot of new shooters. There's a lot of new gun owners out there. There are a lot of new gun owners out there that have not been afforded the opportunity. They bought their guns while the air raid sirens were going off, sort of, figuratively, and they've gotten their guns, and they've been holed up with them the whole time. So they haven't had a chance to go out and practice.
That just says that there's a wonderful opportunity out there for trainers, because there's literally an army of people out there who have guns, whether they're pistols, shotguns, or rifles, and are totally clueless, totally green. They have the operator's guide that hopefully they are reading. Something's telling me everyone's not doing that. But, there's a great opportunity for trainers once we get out of this holding pattern with this whole safety thing about the virus. But I encourage people, if you bought a gun, panic bought one, or figured you better have one just in case, go get some training.
Now, I around here the ranges are open. The indoor ranges are open, which is weird. The outdoor ranges, there's two outdoor ranges that are for are available to people, which are the Department of Natural Resources, which is closed, and the Greenville Gun Club, which is closed. But the indoor ranges are wide open because they're also gun shops.
Right, but you know, it all the state dependent. What rules that they're operating under? Our governor, I think she's running a shadow campaign to be vice president. And man, that would be a nightmare scenario because you know, if the wrong person wins the election, man, I'm telling you, that puts her, you know, one incapacitation order away from being president. And I'm telling you, Michigan is not ready for this woman, and neither is the country. She's not because she's a woman, but because she is like extreme. And you just look at some of the rules that she's putting us on, you know, legitimate, you know, citizens of this country who are forced to shelter in place and be prisoners in our own home, man. That immediately disqualifies you from public office in general.
Yeah. Before we run out, tell everybody how to find you. Before we run out of time, tell everybody how to find you.
I'm at Legally Armed in Detroit, Rick's Firearm Academy, Detroit. My handle on most social media channels is Detroit CCW, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and over 2,000 videos on YouTube.
Thank you for joining me this evening.
Hey, man, thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, 1911 University with Joe Chambers. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.